So here's five steps to happiness from Dr. Hawkins' book of slides. The first one is to understand the source of everything that you seek is within you, not outside of you. And we all struggle with it, like, because we're always outside of ourselves looking out instead of understanding it's within. And Dr. Hawkins' work with himself, and he was a tremendous psychiatrist, an esteemed psychiatrist, and go look at my episode on Dr. Hawkins. He's tremendous spiritual leader and leader of this research into consciousness. He knows and is aware of and has experienced, as have I, that everything in your way of what you want is inner blocks, which is why you need to let go of the inner blocks, which we're going to learn about as we go along. We're always going to come back. I'm going to be redundant because I needed to hear it 100 times. Most people don't even get it when I suggest the book. So I'm like, okay, we need coaching and we need to be reminded, and you're going to get it. The energy is going to shift and you're going to get it. All right. So the source of happiness is within you. It's not outside. And I can tell you right now, I don't really need anyone to be happy. And this is not a righteous pride energy I'm talking about. You know, you could be, I don't need anyone. That's a righteous pride energy. I'm coming from an honest energy that I honestly am quite happy with my life and who I am. And I don't really need anyone outside of me to confirm that to me, because I'm enjoying it. It's fun. I am happy and funny, and I make myself laugh all the time. So it's not that I don't want anyone else in my life. I do. But I don't need it. When you get into this consciousness, you don't need it anymore. It's like, oh, it's a freeing thing. It's a beautiful thing. So if I can remove the inner blocks to happiness, so can you. And we're going to work. We're going to do it together. Okay. This is a big one. And I've noticed this has really shifted for me. So want what you have, okay, instead of having what you want. All right. Be content and appreciative and loving and grateful for what you have. Takes practice. I know. I know it takes practice, because I've been wanting stuff outside of what I already have for a long time. I've spent too much of my energy on it. And I'm like, you know what? That ain't working, because I've got inner blocks to it. So I'm in a place where I could absolutely be resistant and resentful in my life. I could be, but I'm like, you know what? That gets me nowhere. It keeps me stuck where I am. So I finally let go of that. And I have things in my life that I resent. So I let it go. And I just feel better in general. And when you feel better in general, you're aligning with higher levels of consciousness, which is, you know, that's where you need to be in order to manifest what you want. Relationships, material goods, work that you want, vacations you want, whatever you want, right? Loving relationships, a great sex life, right? You got to remove the blocks to all of it. And you don't even have to be that specific. Just intending happiness in general resolves everything else. Everything else lines up right behind it. It's like, oh, here I come. It's a beautiful thing. So you can have preferences, right? Have preferences for things you'd like in your life, because it's a lighter energy. There's no resistance. There's no shooting all over yourself about it, making judgments. Like, I love and appreciate stuff. That's what I do. I just like, oh, I love that. You know, there's a home I'd like to buy. Oh, I love that home. It's beautiful. I can just enjoy it. Enjoy what you love and what you have, and say, oh, I would prefer if I had a new car this year. I would prefer if I could travel to Europe this year instead of in the United States. Have preferences and feel the energy of love and appreciation for that. That's kind of how you start turning the energy around. You got to play with the energy of it, right? You can feel resistance. You got to let that go. Resistance is a sign, like, ugh. If you start to go, ugh, you know you're in resistance. Okay. I've already said this one, but I'm going to say it again. Happiness is an inner decision. You got to just decide, I'm done. And I decided, I am so done with lower levels of consciousness. It's just a bore. It's freaking boring. And it gets you nowhere, and it's no fun. So I'm willing to let go of all of it. And if I have to be alone to do it, if you have to leave your family, not saying you should, but, you know, can be helpful. And I had a huge shift in my life when I moved away from my family. Not that I don't love them, but you got to get away from your own crap around your family. It's helpful. You don't want to blame them. You're not going to let go of blaming them. But I'm just saying, you got to change your company. Who you keep company with, that's always, you got to pay attention. Who you're hanging out with. If you're hanging out with a complainer, you know, a victim, it gets old. You got to find someone who's uplifting. Hopefully I can be that for you. I will not go down. I mean, I have love and compassion and understanding for victimhood, but it ain't getting you nowhere. It gets you nowhere. When you get out of there, did you hear my New England accent? I am from New England originally, you guys. But I live in Colorado outside of Aspen, not too far outside of Aspen with John Denver, my Rocky Mountain High song. That's my soul calling is that song. Anyway, happiness is an inner decision. Decide, like something like, when I first got married, my husband at the time just said, I'm not going to smoke anymore. It's an inner decision. I'm done. So decide to be happy. And then life is going to start aligning you. And the higher levels of energy, you're going to energy fields are going to start coming to you and supporting you with that effort. They want, life is loving. Life is loving, whether you believe it or not. Okay. Next one, give up. Poor me. This is the victim. There's a ton of victimhood out there. I still am a victim. I still got victim crap running, but I notice it. And I'm willing to release the need to be a victim. That's a great affirmation. I'm willing to release the need to be a victim. Everything below 200 is victimhood. It's all it is. It is victimhood. And you can have compassion and understanding for it, and you are allowed to feel the way you feel. But what I'm asking you to do is you got to notice how you feel and be willing to let it come up, because it's there. I'm going to talk about this later in our letting go episode. And take a look at the lower level map. Go through my lower level map and see where you're at. So if you're in anger, you're feeling angry, please feel angry. Just don't lash out at somebody. You got to kind of be with it. And then what comes up after anger? Anger could lead to righteous pride, resentment, which is good. It's a good thing. Just notice it. It's like, okay, I'm getting up there. I'm coming into power, and watch when you shift into neutrality or courage or something like that. Then you know you let it out. We'll talk about this later. So give up the victim. Victimhood is rampant in this world, which is fine. There was judgment in that. I'm letting go of the judgment of victimhood. Because I care to be compassionate and understanding. That's what I'm working on. I'm willing to understand. We all go through it. It's part of human life. But it's a good idea to let it go. You want to choose what you want. I've already mentioned this. He's saying it again here. So have preferences and choose what you want in your life instead of craving, wanting, desiring, or getting. Those words. That level is around 125 on the map, and it doesn't lead to anything good. It leads to frustration and anger and hatred, to have a cravingness and a wantingness and a desire. Unless, of course, you're coming up from grief and fear and loss and apathy. It's actually a good sign to actually want something again, because lower than that, you don't want anything. You're apathetic and in despair, which I've been there. I know what it feels like to want nothing and feel nothing. So if you're in wanting, craving, desiring, and getting, be grateful, but notice like, oh, well, this is good. I actually want something again. That's a sign of interest and power, interest in life and power. Okay. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.